Round about this time each year, we look ahead to the Psyched Village events around the UK. Now, these have been growing in popularity over the years, and it's almost like a huge exhibition that blind and partially sighted people can go along to. They'll find stands and talks, discussions, there'll be leisure, technology, support groups, whole host of information available. And we're going to look ahead to see what's happening this year. Lottie Reed is with us from Queen Alexandra College, the organisers. Thanks for joining us, Lottie.
Thanks for having me.
So, we're still in ever-changing restrictions, so that must throw a lot of challenges your way.
Oh, yes, it does. I think for everybody within the events industry, it's a really challenging time. We're not really getting much back from the government at this time. We're still waiting to hear what the restrictions will be. So we're really left in the dark as to what to do. But for us as Psyched Village organisers, regardless of what restrictions will be in place, we will have our own protocols that we will be following. And that's really just because we want people to feel confident with coming to events.
These take place generally around the UK, and you have thousands of visitors. They are incredibly popular events. There's something for everyone, but you have had to do this on a virtual way sort of last year as well. Was that just as successful?
We were actually really delighted to see how well that ran. And as a result of that, we are planning another event this April on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of April. We've in fact actually extended and added an extra day in just due to the popularity and demand from Psyched Village exhibitors because they're keen to get back out there. So this will be a bit of a prelude to our in-person events that will start again in August.
Fingers crossed, looking forward to those actually getting out to go along and for a lot of things, I suppose, like the technology, the high tech and the low tech things, or the independent living things, the exhibitions gave people a real chance to get hands on with the equipment themselves. But I suppose even though it's virtual, people still want the information. They still want to know what's happening in their area, what's happening across the UK, and what are the latest things to have.
Our virtual events will never replace our in-person events just because there is that hands-on, face-to-face communication with exhibitors. And you can't get that with a virtual event, but you can still get the information. You can still find out about the latest technology and products. Exhibitors do virtual presentations, so they talk through what their products are, how they work. And there's also a virtual Q&A as well, so people can still ask those questions and send them to us in advance or on the day. The event takes place on YouTube, so there is a chat facility on there as well.
Fantastic. So you have the event coming up in April. So how will that work?
So, as I said, the event will be taking place on YouTube. So you don't have to have a YouTube account to access. All we ask is that if you go to our website, which is qacsightvillage.org.uk, from there you can find out what demonstrations are taking place and you can pre-register. And then once you've pre-registered, we'll send you further information and a link to access the event. It's simply just clicking a link and it'll take you straight to the virtual event on each day.
So, do you almost virtually go round, or do you go into sort of groups to have discussions with? How does it work when you're on there, or are there kind of pre-recorded things that you listen to?
It is a live event, so the exhibitors deliver their presentations from Zoom, and that's then live streamed via YouTube. So you can see live the demonstrations taking place, and then throughout there's a full agenda. So one exhibitor will go, followed by another exhibitor, and so on. We have about six exhibitors each day. They do a 30-minute live demonstration, and then there's 15 minutes for questions and answers.
And as we go through the year, hopefully we'll get back to that face to face, as you say. But if we are still doing these virtually, will they be tailored to the areas that, I'm thinking perhaps you have events in Scotland, England, Wales, Northern Ireland, that kind of thing. So would people get specific information for, say, charities in their local area?
That is absolutely something that can consider. At the moment, we've got our fingers crossed that the in-person events will be taking place. So it's not really a discussion that we've had, but absolutely, we're always putting out surveys after events and we really welcome people to give their feedback. And I think that is definitely something that we will explore to tailor it to the different areas that we usually visit.
And you do have, mentioning the survey there, you are looking for people to take part, aren't you?
We are, yes, absolutely. So we have got a survey available on our website, or you can get in touch with us by email or phone. The survey really is to gauge interest and confidence and to see whether people are willing to go out and about to in-person events August onwards, really, because we realise it is a really difficult time for people, especially with travel. So yes, if people could complete our survey, that would be great, and it'll just give us a good idea of whether that confidence is there.
So people can take part in the survey. Just remind us again though, Lottie, about the dates for the YouTube Site Village event, and how do people get that information or register to take part?
So the event will be taking place on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of April. You can pre-register via our website, which is www.qacsitevillage.org.uk, and then you'll need to access the exhibitions tab at the top of the page. From there you can pre-register and we'll send you further information about the event. Or you can email us sv@qac.ac.uk. Or you can give us a call on 0121 803 5484.
Is that just the same if you want to take part in the research as well? Same contact details?
Yep, same contact details.
Fantastic. Lottie, best of luck with the event. I'm sure it will be a success. Really looking forward to getting back to the in-person, face-to-face ones though. But thank you for telling us all about this one on RIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Alan.